99.5 Kicks Country with Shotgun Charlie Walker. And yeah, y'all heard me talking about this like crazy. He's currently being seen as Jesus Monroe in AMC's record-breaking hit series, The Walking Dead. Ladies and gentlemen, Tom Payne, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Happy to be here.
Oh, man, y'all got Walker Stalker going on in there, Atlanta. How's the feel? Is it ready to kick off for a great Halloween weekend?
It's great, man. It's a pilgrimage for a lot of people from all around the world, so it's a super fun event, and people come to Atlanta to check out the convention, and then they come like an hour south to check out Sonoya and all the places where we film, so it's a good time.
Yeah, we actually went to Sonoya to check out the all the sites around there. Daryl's coffee is very good, I'll say that.
Was it really? I haven't tried that, actually.
Hey, Tom, let me ask you something. With a zombie apocalypse going on, how do you still have cool hair? That blows my mind away.
Well, you know, they say you get to a point where your hair starts to clean itself. So you just have to push through. You have to push through that part where it's like really greasy and mucky. And then your head produces these natural oils that cleanse your hair from the root.
Now, of course, you are British. How do you pull off the American accent so well? And have you ever slipped out of character on camera?
So in England, we grow up watching a lot of American television and pretending to be like detectives and cowboys and all that kind of stuff. So you're kind of used to it in your ear and then using the accent when you grow up. And then, you know, I moved to America and hung around with a lot of Americans, so I'm used to hearing it. Generally, if you mess up with it, it comes when you're like in moments of high emotion or when you're shouting, mm-hmm. because then that comes like, that's like a deeper emotion that could, you know, you kind of reach into yourself to find. So when you're shouting or talking fast, you have to concentrate a bit more.
Now, this isn't your first time working with Andrew Lincoln, is it?
No, it's not. I was in a theater group with him outside of school when I was 16, 17. Mm-hmm. And then, because we're from the same city in England, Bath, and then we did Wuthering Heights together with Tom Hardy where he played my uncle.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, but all very, very different circumstances. And then I end up in Georgia with him covered in blood, talking to me with his American accent. So it's very, very strange.
Now, did they ever tell you ahead of time when you're getting wrote off the show, or you just show up one day and they go, hey, guess what? See you later.
You find out episode to episode. So we get it like two episodes ahead. So when we start filming episode 9, we'll get the script for episode 10. But that's 10 days. So you find out 10 days, 2 weeks before. It can be a little bit jarring. It's a lot about also like how you die. Like everyone's always like waiting, like, oh, well, it's going to happen to all of us. But then you want a cool death, you know. So that's the other side of it.
Now, if you weren't acting, what would you be doing right now?
If I weren't acting?
Yes.
I don't know. I think I would like to, I'd like to say I'd probably be singing, because that's the other thing that I really enjoy. Mm-hmm. Actually, tonight, my lady is having the first gig for her new band, Final Child, in Atlanta, along mm-hmm. with the convention. I'm going to be singing some backup on some of those tracks. And I think that's about as far as I can go with it. I'm not, I like to think I could be a good front man, but at the same time, it's a bit too, I don't know. I'm more comfortable on set. So I'm going to let her have her moment, and I'll be backing her up.
Now, if you would have hit the Mega Millions Powerball jackpot the other night, what would you have done?
I don't know, man. I was thinking about that. I think that's really tough. That's so much money to just get in one go. I think it's kind of scary. But I was talking to a friend of mine about it, and I think I'd be pretty sensible. Like, it was like, if you took the whole thing, it would be like $800 million, right? So I think I'd take $100 million and then put the rest of it into high savings and just live off that for the rest of my life.
I'd walk in and go, Jeffrey, you're dead. You're dead. You're dead. Everybody's dead but me. And just, I'd be pretty. Now, tell us a little bit about Walker Stalker, because y'all got everybody up there.
Yeah, it's really fun. Like, we see people who have been off the show for a few years, 6 years, 7 years, and it really brings home the whole family aspect of it. Like, once you've been on it, then you're part of the crew, and you'll never not be part of the crew. And mm-hmm. and it's just, like I said, fans from all around the world, and it's about them meeting each other as well, not just meeting us. Mm-hmm. It's about everyone coming together in one time and enjoying together this show that they that brings them so much joy. And, I mean, there's been, like, Walker Stalker weddings and stuff, and people have met at these things, and and lifelong friendships, and it's really wonderful, actually. It's a really good vibe.
Now, how do you see Jesus evolving throughout the time that you've been on the show? Because when you first started off, I'm kind of scratching my head going, I don't know if he's going to stay there now. I mean, you've really evolved.
Well, he's become Maggie's right-hand man, and mm-hmm. I think he recognizes the value in that, and he's helps to counsel her at the Hilltop and make sure things run smoothly there. I think he's probably a bit frustrated and would rather be going out and scouting like he was when we first met him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure he's a typical leader or a typical person who resolves disputes. I think he'd much rather be out there on his own. That's just where he sits most comfortably. He's also learned finally that he'll be a lot more comfortable if he gets his hair off the back of his neck and puts it up into a bun. It might be a bit easier to fight with as well. So he's evolved. He's slowly moving forward.
Definitely. Now, if you have a couple of Walker Stalker tickets you're not using, please let me know, okay? We're right up the road from you guys, all right?
Absolutely.
Tom, we appreciate all the years that you've done it. We can't wait to see some more great seasons from you. And have a blessed day, man. Have a great time at Walker Stalker.
Thank you so